We're going to head up north to Alaska now and hear about a program that helps provide basic services in some very remote places. Some 5,000 homes in rural Alaska still lack running water and sewage services. The Village Safe Water Program is working to change that. And many Alaskans are questioning the Bush administration's plan to cut federal funding of that program by 75%. From the Alaska Public Radio Network, Ashley Gross reports.
When Anita Coons arrived in Hooper Bay in 1998 to teach high school, she made what she thought was a simple request. She asked for a glass of water.
And everybody just kind of looked at me like I was from outer space. And it was like, water is such a precious, clean water is such a precious commodity around here.
And no wonder, a gallon of water at the store costs more than $6. Hooper Bay is the largest community in Alaska still lacking running water and a sewage system. Most of the 1,100 residents are Yupik Eskimo. The town lies on the Bering Sea coast and is reachable only by airplane. The school has running water from its own well, but that comes out brownish yellow and has to be distilled. Elsewhere in town, people work a lot harder to get water. Stanley Smith and his brother Donald have just come back from a pond where they went to gather ice. They chipped the ice and melted down on the stove for drinking water. In the summer, they and other villagers collect rain. There are two wells in town, but Stanley says the water doesn't taste good.
We seldom get water from the well because the well is has got some sodium on there. And the old town site's got too much iron.
And flush toilets are still a ways off. People use what's known as a honey bucket, a 5-gallon bucket with a detachable toilet seat. Every day or two, they haul their honey buckets full of excrement to the town dump.
Would this be acceptable anywhere else in the United States?
That's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's outraged by the president's proposal to cut $45 million out of the Alaska Village Safe Water Program. Alaska's by no means alone in lacking basic sanitation systems. About 8,200 homes on the Navajo Reservation still don't have running water and sewer. But Murkowski says Alaska is getting a raw deal.
Do folks in New York or Ohio or Iowa have to deal with? No, they do not have to deal with this. And yet Alaska, because we're so geographically removed and our villages, so many of them are so remote, that people cannot believe that these are conditions that we have.
Murkowski says she'll work to restore the funds in this year's budget. But the unmet need in rural Alaska is much bigger than this program. It totals about $600 million. Bill Griffith heads the Village Safe Water Program. He says the easy villages have been done already.
The communities that are left are the most difficult in terms of finding a good source of water and finding a way of disposing of wastewater.
Hooper Bay ranks among the most difficult. For their $40 million water and sewer project currently underway, engineers had to dig down 120 feet to find water under the permafrost. And they have to build above-ground pipes because ones underground would sink in the soft soil. All equipment has to be flown in by airplane or shipped by barge. Still, Stanley Smith, like other villagers, is looking forward to no longer having to collect ice.
For years, I've been wishing we had running water, so it would be more convenient. I can't wait.
For about 40 Alaska villages with no water sewer projects underway, the wait will likely be a lot longer if federal dollars remain scarce. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Anchorage.